This is the Featured Business of the Week. I'm Skip Elliott, along with my bocce ball partner, Alan Stein. Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and bocce is the best.
It's good to see you, my friend.
You too, Skip.
And our Featured Business of the Week is Rude and Riddle, and they're also putting on the Hats Off to Kentucky's Horse Industry Day that is coming up Saturday, July 27th at the Kentucky Horse Park. Admission is free all day, thanks to the friends at Central Bank. Hats Off Day. Activities start at 4 p.m. July 27th. That's a Saturday. Rain or shine. Good day, Mr. Riddle. How are you today, Doctor?
Really good. Thank you very much for having us.
Well, we're glad to have you. And we do want to get into the event because it's so important to our community and the good work that you're able to support through that event, the Hats Off event. But before we do that, for our listeners, let's find out a little bit about you and what you can tell us about your background, and if you don't mind, your practice at Rude and Riddle.
Sure, sure. I grew up in South Carolina. My dad was a veterinarian, and I went to University of Georgia to veterinary school. And I came to Lexington in 1978 after graduating from vet school, and I thought I was coming up to do a year's internship at Spendthrift Farm with Dr. Don Witherspoon. And I really liked it a lot and decided, if possible, I was going to stay on. So I stayed at Spendthrift a total of 3.5 years, and it was an amazing time. John Williams was the farm manager, and he did an excellent job, assembled quite a stellar group of folks.
And, what year was this?
I started in 1978. And it was an amazing time at Spendthrift. My first year there, Seattle Slough, having won this Triple Crown, retired to stud there. The next year, affirmed.
How much pressure is that on a vet?
You know, I quickly learned they were very valuable horses. They were all very valuable to me. And I'm very fortunate that I have the mentality that I just do the best I can with whatever horse I'm given, whether it's a famous horse or a horse that's not so famous. And I'd be lying if I said that occasionally when I'm working on a very valuable horse, I don't think about the fact that if I mess up, this could make the news. But I try not to think that. I just try to do the best I can with every single one.
But you do think it a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Wow. So Seattle Sioux retired to stud there, and then the next year Affirmed retired to stud there. So it was amazing. Back-to-back Triple Crown winners. Of course, there was a lot of years before we had another Triple Crown winner with American Pharoah. So it was a very fortunate time to be there. And I learned a lot, had great exposure, learned from people that I considered the masters at their game. And then in 1981, I started thinking, I need to spread my wings. I was getting very comfortable at Spendthrift. And so I called Bill Rude, who had an excellent single-man practice in Lexington, and asked him if he had ever thought about working with somebody. And he said he had. And so we started off our first year working out of his garage. And then our next year we moved to a warehouse office on Nandino Boulevard down the road from the post office.
Right. I remember that.
And then in 1984, we bought some property on Georgetown Road. And 1985, we broke ground. And 1986, we moved into what is now Rude and Riddle.
You were an early adapter for that Georgetown Road corridor.
We were. And I always think that we bought 24 acres that was part of a 106-acre tract of land. If we could have bought the whole thing, it would have been wonderful. And you'd probably be talking to me down in the Bahamas or something because in the meantime, since we purchased the land, Citation Boulevard has cut through there, and the area has really prospered. But we're very fortunate to to have that property now. And
were you unable to buy it, or was it an economic
thing? It was definitely an economic decision. We were stretched to the limit just to buy the property that we did and to build the facility that we did. And as you can imagine, we went deeply into debt. And
every small business owner story.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, yes. So it was a great time, though, and I was young and foolish and didn't realize what a big risk I was taking. And that's probably the best way to do it. And we just did the best job that we could, and we hired good people, and the rest is history.
Well, that's really, you know what? It's interesting to use an analogy from the horse industry. You went into it with blinders on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you're right. Sometimes that is the best way to do it. So, all right, now you're established. You and your partner have established Rood & Riddle. How did you grow your business?
I think that we were able to grow because we hired the very best people that we could, and we weren't worried about whether they were actually better than us. In many cases, they likely were. But we wanted to provide a very good service to our clients. And I think that the timing was right. I've just read a book called The Outliers, and it talks about the fact that so much of success has to do with timing. And that's so true. That's so true. It was true for us. And the timing was right for us to build a big practice and to grow. And
what made it the right time?
Oh, there were several reasons. The horse industry was very strong then, and the veterinary industry in Lexington needed to grow to take care of the horses that were in this area. And I think that's the big reason. We based our practice on the idea that we wanted to communicate well with both our clients and with our staff. And I think that that's a key in any business is good communication.
Absolutely.
And we stress that.
Absolutely. Whether it's listeners or fans or consumers or patients or whatever that relationship is, the communication is what establishes you as a success.
You are right.
And you grow it from there.
Correct. Correct.
Well, we'd like to get into what Hats Off to Kentucky's horse industry is. Tell us a little bit about how that got started and the big plan for it.
Well, this is about our 17th year having Hats Off to Kentucky's Horse Industry Day. And the idea came about in the early 2000s when we and the horse community realized that Kentucky's equine industry was really being challenged by many other states. Many other states realized the great value to having a thriving horse industry in their state. There were many economic benefits to those states. And a story that I've told many times is the decline of the standardbred industry in Kentucky. When I first came here to Kentucky, there were over 100 standardbred stallions standing at stud here, and it was a thriving industry. Many other states, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, to name a few, realized how valuable that horse industry was and could be to their state. And so they started offering tremendous economic incentives to those breeds to come to their state to breed horses. And Kentucky was very threatened. And so I realized that if it could happen to the standardbred industry, it could happen to other industries, other breeds. And we needed to celebrate the fact that Kentucky had a thriving thoroughbred industry, horse industry, and we wanted to promote that. And so The idea evolved that if we had a free day at the Horse Park, the Kentucky Horse Park, which is a real jewel for Kentucky,
absolutely,
and invited everyone to come to celebrate what we have in Kentucky with the horses, and people have responded. I think the most people that we've had attend Hats Off Day has been something over 15,000.
Wow.
And it's a great day. It's all free, and it's a wonderful opportunity for individuals and families to come out and see what the horse industry is all about.
This is the Featured Business of the Week. It's Rudin Riddle with us today, Dr. Tom Riddle. And Alan Stein and I are talking about the big thing that's coming up on July 27th at the Kentucky Horse Park. It's Hats Off to Kentucky's Horse Industry Day.
Where did the title come from?
We wanted to name the day something that indicated that we were honoring the horse industry. And we thought, well, Hats Off is a great title. Plus, we combined that with the fact that we give away free horse farm hats to the general public. And each year we've had close to 1,000 hats to give away. And when a member of the public receives a horse farm hat, it's a thrill for them, and it's a thrill for us to give the hats away. And the public members who receive these hats, feel that much closer to the industry, and they're that much more supportive of it.
I think you're doing a good job putting kids into this as well, because kids don't get exposed to horses until Keeneland time, usually. I mean, just as a normal kid.
Exactly, and it's a wonderful day for families to come out. We have free pony rides, free arts and crafts for the children. And it's a great opportunity to be outside and enjoy horses and get close to horses. We have everything from the free horse and pony rides to arts and crafts to a wonderful show jumping competition. And prior to the show jumping competition, we have other activities in the Rolex Stadium. This year, we're celebrating the service horse. And there are many types of service horses, horses that provide service to people, and everything from therapy horses for people that are emotionally or physically challenged have done just a wonderful job. Horses seem to really respond to people that have some challenge in their lives. And they pick up on that, and it's wonderful to see everything from veterans with PTSD to children who may be developmentally challenged. The horses do a great job. One other service horse that we're honoring this year is a police horse in downtown Lexington. This past December, a horse called Yoder was on his way to the Lexington Christmas Parade and unfortunately stepped in a manhole cover and got his foot trapped in a pipe that was within that cover. And two of our veterinarians went out and worked with a crew to help the horse get his leg removed. And then the horse was shipped to Rudin Riddle and was treated there, and he's made a full recovery, and he's going to appear at Hats Off Day.
That's great.
Oh yeah, we're thrilled to have him, and we're giving him what we call the Rudin Riddle Comeback Award for a horse that has been challenged and has recovered and has gone back to work. And another horse that's getting the Comeback Award is a horse called Cyclone, who is a very good show jumper, has competed around the world. He belongs to Spike Host Farm, which is located on the corner of Newtown Pike and Ironworks Road, right next to the horse park. And Cyclone himself is going to appear, and he's also going to have his retirement ceremony. He is standing at stud at Spike Host Farm now. So he's a stallion that has accomplished quite a bit in his career, and he's now enjoying the fruits of retirement, and he's working as a breeding stallion.
The event is called Hats Off to Kentucky's Horse Industry Day, and it is to salute the horses and the industry itself. Tell us a little bit, let our audience know what the impact of the equine industry is here in Central Kentucky and to the entire state.
There are many stories that can be told about the value of the horse industry. Over 100,000 jobs are either directly or indirectly tied to the horse industry. Our tourist industry is very, very important to the state. And many tourists, in fact, I would say most tourists, come to Kentucky because it's known as the horse capital of the world. And as important as other industries are, for example, the automobile industry to Kentucky, people don't come here always to see those plants
making cars. Right, or the aerospace industry.
Right.
So valuable, but it's not like a tourist attraction.
Exactly.
Mom, can we go to the Toyota plant today?
Right.
Well, yeah, you're right.
So I think that the horse farms do just a wonderful job. It's so picturesque to drive through the countryside and see these farms. And they do such an excellent job keeping up the farms. It's like driving out and seeing parks.
Well, it's such an economic driver that our Chamber of Commerce people, those who are in economic development, use that brand of the horse farms and the beauty, the natural topography.
Absolutely.
As a key selling point. That is competitive against any place else in the country.
Oh, it's a great partnership between the horse industry and the different government entities in Kentucky, because it makes sense to promote the horse industry when you're trying to promote the state of Kentucky.
Well, before we wrap up, and I want to get into the details of the event itself and the Grand Prix, if we can talk about that. But I do have one point of interest that I think is worthy of discussion. I'd love to hear, as a veterinarian, your perspective on the challenge that the industry is facing now with what has happened at Santa Anita and some other tracks, but mostly in California, and the impact on the industry itself.
I think that it's had the injuries at Santa Anita have had a major impact on the entire industry. And everyone involved in the industry is very, very concerned. We love the horses, and we want to take good care of them. It's very important to us, and it's also very important for us to show the general public that we are so concerned about these horses. And so we realize that there is a great challenge to trying to present racing as a viable industry and as an industry that cares about the horse and wants to do the right thing for them.
I don't think there's any question that we all do care, but it's a precarious situation with the Breeders' Cup and, you know, the way the social media world works. It's sort of a time where we're all holding our breath, I think.
Exactly. I think that Kentucky, as the horse capital of the world, has a particular interest in how this is going to play out. And I think that it's so important for the general public to know that we do care about the horse and that we're doing everything possible to take good care of them.
From a veterinarian's perspective, do you have a theory that you might speculate about what's happening?
Well, I think that the footing is so important, and the type of surface that the horses are running on. And in California this year, they had a tremendous amount of rainfall in a very short amount of time, and that had to affect the surface that the horses were running on. And we as an industry need to realize that it's very important to provide a safe surface for horses to run on.
Well, I hope we can figure out exactly what it is. I agree with your theory. It seems logical to me that the inordinate amount of rainfall had to have had an impact on the subsurfaces as well as the outer surface of the track. I hope that the folks who are much smarter than I am have been able to figure out a way to deal with it.
And I think that that is something that we all need to rely on, that there are people that it's their job to try to figure out what's going on, and they are very intelligent people, and we need to rely on them, and we need to encourage them to seek good answers for us.
I totally agree with you.
Hats off to Kentucky's Horse Industry Day. It's a celebration of the horse and its impact at the state of Kentucky. The day offers fun family activities, including a pony and horse rides, inflatable games, educational booths, equine performance demonstrations, and a $50,000 Grand Prix show jumping competition.
Now it's $50,000.
I'll win that.
That's a fairly significant.
Yeah,
well,
I'm winning that one.
It would help everybody.
Yeah.
To win that much money.
anybody.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody.
It's Saturday, July 27th at the Kentucky Horse Park. Horse Park admission free all day, thanks to Central Bank. Hats off day. Activities begin at 4 p.m. Rain or shine. Thank you for being our guest, Dr. Riddle. We really appreciate you coming out for our Featured Business of the Week. Rudin Riddle, we will talk to you next time on our Featured Business of the Week from LM Communications.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.